You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
All right, are you ready to wrap up Unit 14?
Yes, let's wrap it up. 14 is my favorite number.
Oh, so fun. Well, this has been... I'm so glad I got to have you on for Unit 14, your very favorite number. Is there something specific that makes it your favorite number?
It's always been my favorite number. When I played basketball in junior high, that was my jersey number. And Jason and I, we've been married for 14 years when we adopted our son. And so 14 is just a special little
number.
It's
a good number. It is a good number. All right. Well, this is an especially fun session then because we are doing Unit 14, Session 4.
Ooh.
And it is titled The Northern Kingdom Was Destroyed. So the numbers were where the fun ended. and this is focusing on 2 Kings chapter 17. So Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea and story points for this session?
God had done so much for his people, and he saved them from slavery in Egypt. He gave them a good land, fought their enemies, and made his presence known through the temple. But Israel continued to turn away from God and worship worthless idols. God provided prophets to warn his people to repent of their sin. Last week, we saw how Hosea was a prophet to Israel and how his marriage to Gomer was a picture of Israel's unfaithfulness to God. This week, we'll learn how the nation of Israel would suffer the consequences of their sin. So our story points for this week, our story point for preschool is God judged Israel's sin. And our story point for kids is God judged Israel's sin and Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom. All right, Maggie, let's talk about some activities this week that may need a little extra prep or attention. So first, we have an activity for older preschoolers. It is called Make a Cross Sun Catcher. And so for a less messy option on this activity, you could use different colored tissue paper squares in place of those stamp pads.
All right. And in younger kids, there's an activity called It All Fell Down. And we just want to specify that the blocks it's calling for are those Jenga type blocks that are like little wooden rectangles. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different options for what you use there, but that's sort of what the activity was designed around. And then in older kids, there's an activity called Alert. And if you're gathering those items, if you're finding that to be a little bit difficult or challenging, you could instead take pictures of the items you have at home, such as a smoke alarm, alarm clock, timer, and then simply show those photos on your phone. Or you could find photos online and use those instead. As we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. As I said earlier, this is a tough story, but it shows the reality of sin. The reality is that sin deserves death. And as difficult of a truth as that is, it also shows the depth of God's love and mercy. Kids need to understand the consequence of sin to truly begin to understand the depth of Jesus's love and sacrifice for them.
And you know, Maggie, no matter how hard we try, we are never going to be perfect. And we will always sin. And this story, it reminds us of our need for Jesus. And, you know, Jesus came to restore what we have broken through our sin and disobedience. And we can rejoice together that Jesus died and rose again so that we might be saved from destruction.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for Kids in Preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.